Practice Test 5, page 20. Saving our seas. Oceans cover more than 70% of the planet and are home to an incredible variety of life, from colorful fish and coral reefs to tiny plankton. However, it is well known that overfishing, pollution, and climate change have led to a rapid decline in ocean species and ecosystems. Biologists refer to this as the marine biodiversity crisis. Yet, a lesser-known but significant threat to this crisis is the damage caused by man-made structures built along coastlines. Seawalls are one example of man-made structures that threaten coastal environments. These hard concrete walls are built to protect cities and beaches from flooding and strong waves, but they also disrupt natural coastal habitats. Unlike coral reefs or rocky shores, seawalls have flat, smooth surfaces that provide very few places for marine animals, such as fish and crabs, to hide or look for food. This loss of habitat can disrupt entire food chains, reducing the number of fish and other species that coastal communities depend on. In response to this challenge, 3D printers are now being used to create a new kind of seawall, called a living seawall. These structures are specially designed to support marine life, creating panels that look like underwater habitats. The panels, rough surfaces, and holes provide places for sea creatures to hide, find food, and breed, which encourages different species to return to coastlines they had abandoned. One example is Sydney, Australia's Living Seawalls project, which uses 3D printed panels to help restore healthier coastal ecosystems. Over 90 species live in these panels, says environmental scientist Dr. Ariana Walsh. Between 30 to 40% more species inhabit the new living seawall compared to the old concrete seawalls. However, some experts caution that 3D printed seawalls are not a perfect solution. 3D printing remains expensive, particularly for large-scale projects like seawalls. Additionally, while these 3D printed panels look like natural features, they cannot fully copy the complexity of natural environments. In nature, coral reefs help recycle nutrients that keep marine food chains healthy, and mangroves help control rising water levels during storms along the coast. Although 3D printed seawalls are promising, they should never replace efforts to protect and restore nature, warns Dr. Walsh. Many people are tempted to look to new technology to fix our problems, but the truth is that no technology can fully replace the benefits of natural ecosystems. Although living seawalls cannot replace natural ecosystems, their positive results have led to new projects in cities around the world. After this new technology was named a finalist for the 2021 Earthshot Prize, the Living Seawalls project formed partnerships with coastal cities around the world. For example, in Boston, Massachusetts, researchers are now studying which panel designs are best for seaweed, shellfish, and small marine animals. Living seawalls allow us to simultaneously protect cities and support marine life, says Dr. Walsh. By building living seawalls in urban areas where people can see and appreciate the wildlife around them, the connection between people and natural environments becomes stronger. In my opinion, this may be one of living seawalls' greatest advantages of expanding these projects around the world.